Today's daf is Shvuos daf Chof Aleph, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Chof Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the third perek in Masechta Shvuos, the Shvuos sugyas of Masechta Shvuos. And as we saw, the perek begins Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, which is a halacha in Hilchos Shvuos Bitoy. So whenever you talk about a shvua in the context of halacha, so shvua can mean many things. The shvuas bitoy, shvuas apikadim, shvuas adayamim, shvuas haedos. Our shvuas sugyas begin with the laws of shvuas bitoy, specifically shtayim shein arba. What does shtayim shein arba mean? Two examples of shvuas bitoy where the person swore that he will do something or won't do something, and two examples of Shvuos Bitoy that took place already in the past. The examples of the Asir are Shvuos Sha'oichal v'Shaloi Oichal. Sha'oichal is considered a good thing, Shaloi Oichal is considered a bad thing. That's significant because when the Torah describes the Shvuos Bitoy, that subject to Karban Oil v'Yoyre, the Torah says Lahara Oilehete, a bad thing or a good thing. The two Shvuos Bitoy of the Avar that the Mishnah was discussing were Shvuos She'ochalti v'Shaloi Oichalti. Again, She'ochalti good, Shaloi Oichalti bad, but whereas the first two were in the future tense, these two are in the past tense. But there are other terms in the context of Shavuos that we need to be familiar with. Number one, there's something called a Shavuos Sheker. There's something called a Shavuos Shav. So what exactly is a Shavuos Sheker? What exactly is a Shavuos Shav? That will be the topic of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Ki Yosef Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. So we know from going through Gemara is that Rav Dimi lived in Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. He learned by the great Rabbi Yochanan. And when he came back to Bavel, he reported a lot of things that he had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, when Rav Dimi came back to Bavel, he said and he heard the name of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan was learning Masechta Shvuos, and presumably in a Shir Klali, he was going through the definitions that one has to be familiar with when he learns the laws of Shvuos, he said as follows, Oichal v'loy oichal sheker. If somebody swears that I'm going to eat something, or he swears that I am not going to eat something, and then he doesn't do what he said he was going to do. So for example, Shvuos She'oichal, and he doesn't eat. Shvuos She'lo Yoichal, and he does eat. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? Which lav in the Torah this person was over? He was over the lav of Shvuos Sheker. Vazatia Mehochan, how do you know that a person is not allowed to swear Shvuos Sheker? The Pasuk says, Lo Yisi Shavu B'Shmila Sheker. It's a Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. A person is not allowed to swear. B'Shmi, by the way, with the Shem Hashem. It sounds like if a person would swear, but he wouldn't use the Shem Hashem, he wouldn't be over the Isser Shvuos Sheker. We referenced very briefly in the Akdama yesterday, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, where the Shvuos Bitoy requires a haskara of the Shem Hashem or not. We'll see more about that in the coming days. But said Rabbi Yochanan, if a person swears a shvua of the osid, I will or won't do something, he violates it, he's over shvua sheker. Achalti v'lo yachalti. Let's say a person swears that I ate and it turns out he didn't eat, or a person swears I didn't eat and it turns out he did eat, shav. The Azara in the Torah that he's over is Shvua Shav. How do you know a person is not going to swear Shvua Shav? It's a pasuk. That's a pasuk, by the way, in the Aseres Hadibros. Kainamais, if a person makes a neder and he's violates his nether, over b'leyachal dvarei, he'll be over b'leyachal dvarei. It's very shver Rashi on this Gemara. But if you look at Tosfos says b'shvua nami over b'shem b'leyachal. Don't walk away from this, Rabbi Yochanan, and think that only by koinamos are you over b'leyachal, but by shvuas bita you're either going to be over loisi shavu b'shmila sheker or loisi sa Hashem Hashem alekechal hashav. That's pashut that by shvuas you have b'leyachal as well. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan defined Shvuos Sheker and Shvuos Shav. Rabbi Yochanan said that Shvuos Sheker is when a person swears I will or won't do something, what we know in the sugyas of Masechta Shvuos as a Shvuah of the Asid, the Shvuah that the Torah describes when it mentions the parasha of an Eilu V'Yoyred. So a person swore he'll do something, he didn't do it. It turns out that he swore falsely, even though at the time that he uttered his shvua, there was no element of sheker. It's all retroactive. Huvra davla mafreya, that he didn't observe his shvua. That is the definition of shvua sheker. And azara is like sishavu b'shmila sheker. If a person swears that he did or didn't do something, it's the shvua of the other. It's the shvua where we've had a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's subject to oil of a yard are not subject to oil of a yard. In that case, if he swears falsely, he's not over shvua sheker, but rather he's over shvua shav. Says Rashi, who cares which azar is over? Either way, it's aser. So does it matter if it's shvua sheker, or does it matter if it's shvua shav? Says Rashi, of course it matters, because if you're going to give a person malchus, you have to warn him. And you can't just tell him what you're about to do is aser, you actually have to tell him with a chumash, this is where it says in the Torah that it's aser. So if a person is going to swear falsely, you have to make sure you give him the proper asra. So what's the proper asra? For the future tense, it's loisi shava bishmi l'sheker. For the past tense, it's going to be loisi so Hashem Hashem alakech l'ashav. Basically, break the Gemara. Shav v'sheker echadim. There's a brisa that says that shvua shav and shvua sheker are the same thing. Now we know they're not the same thing. Must be, but if the brisa refers to them as the same, that there's some common denominator that they have. They must have something in common. My love says the Gemara. The shav l'shav avshak and nami l'shav. Presumably, the commonality is that just like a shvua shav is something that's in the avar, that's pashit. So too. Shvua sheker is probably something in the other as well. Rabbi Yochanan said that what's the definition of shvua sheker? It's a shvua of la'asid. Alma chalti v'lo yachalti shekeru. So you see that a shvua sheker would be something in the past tense. Now, if shvua shav is in the avar and shvua sheker is in the avar, at this point in the Gemara, what is the chiluk then between shvua shav and shvua sheker? So the chiluk would be probably what the man on the street would tell you if you asked him before learning this Gemara, what's the difference between a shvua shav and a shvua sheker? And that a shvua shav is when a person swears about something falsely, but everybody knows it's false. So for example, there's a man standing here and a person swears that it's a woman. That's Rashi's example later in the Gemara. Or Rashi and Chumash's example. A person sees a piece of wood and he swears that it's stone. Al etchi even. So that would be a shvua shav. Whereas achalti v'lo achalti, even though it's in the avar, but not everybody knows whether you ate or didn't eat. So if you say, I swear I ate, and then it turns out you didn't eat, you can't call it a shvua shav. You'd have to call it a shvua sheker. But regardless, Rabbi Yechanan had a completely different definition. Rabbi Yechanan said, every shvua sheker in the avar is a shvua shav. Every shvua sheker in the asid is a shvua sheker. The Brisa says that they're similar. My love, doesn't it mean that they're both in the avar? But the Gemara says, me the area. Who said hakadisa, hakadisa? Maybe a shvua shav is in the avar, a shvua sheker is in the asid. My davar echad. What does the Brisa mean that when it says shvua shav and shvua sheker is davar echad, the bedibur echad namru, it doesn't mean they're one, but rather what it means is that on Har Sinai, when the mitzvahs were given, shvua shav and shvua sheker were uttered b'diburech. Kedetanya, we learned to the Brisa, zochar v'shamer b'diburech anemru. If you look in the first dibros, the Aseres HaDibros in Parashas Yisroel, by the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah says zochar v'shamer Shabbos l'katzar. If you look at the dibros shneis in Parashas Veschanon, it says shomer v'shamer Shabbos l'katzar. So which one was it? Was it Zohar? Was it Shomer? Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibros. They heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidayu v'atzmai. They didn't understand the Dibros. They only understood the first two. That's the Gemara. Then the Masechtas Makis. 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe, Anoichi v'loyilocha mipi agvura shamana, but Ramban speaks out in Al HaTorah, and Ibn Ezra and other Rishonim as well, that there's so many psukim that say, v'yedabra Hashem as kol advarim o'ela, that Klal Yisrael heard all the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just didn't understand the other, right? Moshe had to repeat it. But the first two, they heard directly from Hashem. But regardless, they heard Zohar Asim HaShabbos HaKadshoi, or did they hear Shomer Asim HaShabbos HaKadshoi? Which one was it? It says, the Braisa B'dibur Echa Nemur. Really, they heard both. Masha'ein ha and this was something supernatural, because ordinarily it's not possible for a person to say two words at the same time, and it's not possible for a person to hear two words at the same time. So just like maybe that's what it means. There must be some nafgimina la'alocha if you're going to tell me. So zocher v'shamer b'dibur echa nemru has a nafgimina la'alocha. What is that? Women are chayiv to make kiddush on Shabbos. The amakra, because the pasuk says zocher v'shamer, and we learn kol sheyeshnoi b'shmira. Shmira are the loisaseis of Shabbos. Yeshnoi b'shira is obligated in any mitzvah that's learned out from zocher seim Shabbos akachi. And being that zocher seim Shabbos akachi is the makar to make kiddush, said Rabbi Barahava, a kiddush that's brought down in halacha, noshim chayavos be kiddush hayoyim. Now, why would you have thought women are potter from making Kiddush? Because the mitzvah says she's man garama. Kamash Malan, there's a hekish between Shomer v'Zachar. Where's the hekish? One is in Parshas Yisroi, the other one's in Parshas Veschanan. The hekish is Bedibur Echa Nemro. So there's an afkimino lahalacha to tell me that Bedibur Echa Nemro. Elahacha l'may hilchas l'mi ba'ile. What exactly would be the afkimino lahalacha to tell me that Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker were Bedibur Echa Nemro? Elo says the Gemara, Kishem Shaloik al Shav, what? The Braisa must mean is something else. It doesn't mean that Shav and Sheker are Dover Echad, Bedibur Echad. Because what's the significance of saying that it was Bediburechad? Rather, what it means is that just like this Malkis for Shvua Shav, so too this Malkis on Shvua Sheker. Break the Gemara, Klapi Laya? That doesn't make any sense. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's definition. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Shvua Shav is a Shvua in the Avar. Shvua Sheker is a Shvua in the Asid. Now we have a Braisa that says that Shav and Sheker, Dover Echad, the Gemara is struggling to understand what that means. It can't mean they're both in the Avar, because Rabbi Yochanan just said they're not both in the Avar. It doesn't mean Bedibur Echad Nemru, because what would be the Nafkamina Lalach? To tell me what would be the purpose? Shomer v'Zachar, there's a Hekish to teach me that Noshim Chayovos B'Kiddush Hayot. But what would be the Nafkamina by telling me Shav and Sheker, Bedibur Echad Nemru? Says the Gemara, you know what it means? It's just like this Malkus and Shvua Shav, this Malkus and Shvua Sheker. Now that would presuppose that it's more poshut that there should be Malkus b'Shvua Shav than there should be Malkus b'Shvua Sheker. For eight, the Gemara Klapi Laya. That's the Gemara's way of saying Adrabah or Punkvakert or just the opposite. Right? It should be just the opposite. If anything, it should be more simple that this Malkus by Shvua Sheker than this Malkus by Shvua Shav. Every Shvua Shav, using Rabbi Yechon's definition of Shvua Shav, is going to be a lavchein by Maisa. A person swears about something that happened in the past, and he swears falsely. That Veru was done, B'dibor. That's a lavchein by Maisa. Lavchein by Maisa, according to most Tanoim and Shas, ain't like enough. Shvua Sheker, which according to Rabbi Yechon's definition is a Shvua in the Asid, could be a lavcheyesh by Maisa, could be a lavchein by Maisa. If a person swears that I won't do something, and he does it, that's a lav sheyesh by Maisa, because he was over the lav when he did it. If a person swears that he'll do something and he doesn't do it, that's a lav she ain't by Maisa. But if anything, if you want to tell me, is it more poshut that there should be a malchus by a shvua shava by a shvua sheker? Of course the answer is going to be shvua sheker in a case where shvua sheker involves lav sheyesh by Maisa, where it was a shvua that I won't do something, and he did it. It's afraid to Gemara. Kishem shaloik al shav kach loik al sheker. If anything, it's the opposite. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ele'em, it's just the opposite. Kishem shaloik al sheker kach loik inami al shav. Dover echad means that there's malchus for both. I would have thought maybe shvua sheker b'kehai gavna, where you did a Maisa. But shvua shav, which never involves a Maisa, ulai not. That's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, pshita, high lava, high lava. Why do I even need a braisa to tell me dover echad that this malchus v'shvua shav? It's a lav. It's a lav. Shouldn't it be pashut that this malchus? We just said why it's not pashut. It's not pashut because it's a lav she'in by maisa. So Rashi answers the kasha. The income koymoi, but the Gemara says ma'u detema. I would have thought could amalei rapapal abayo lo yinake klal. I would have thought that mean that it says in the Torah by shvua shav ki lo yinake Hashem alei kecho. Hashem says that shvua shav is so chomer that if somebody's over shvua shav, there's no way for the person to get kapara ki lo yinake Hashem. So I would have thought ki lo yinake means there's no kapara, not even malchus. Kamash malon k'deshani le. The chiddush is that it's true. Kilo yenake, but kilo yenake Hashem. Hashem won't forgive you. Kiddushani later. Gemara is going to say later down on the Yomid, but Malkus, it could be, there will be. So either way, what does it mean? Shav and Sheker Dover Echad. It doesn't mean that they're both in the Avar, because only Shav is in the Avar, Sheker is in the Asid. It doesn't mean Bedibur Echad, because what's the significance of Bedibur Echad? What it means is they both have Malkus. Just like Shvua Sheker has Malkus, when if you are over with a Maisa, you swore you won't do something and you do it. Lav sheyesh ben Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. So to Shvua Shav, this is going to be Malkus as well. Iba yaseim, kashem she may be carbon al sheker, kach may be carbon al shav. We're not discussing Malkus, but rather, Shav the sheker davar echa means that just like for a Shvua sheker, there is a carbon, so to Shvua Shav, this is going to be a carbon as well. Why is it posh that for a Shvua sheker, there's a carbon? So this is back to the envelope arithmetic. Because Rabbi Yochanan's definition of Shvua Sheker is a Shvua in the Asid. That's Lahara al-Lehetiv. That is the parashah of Karbon al-Lehetiv. af shav a shvu on the other, there's also going to be a carbon oil of a yerid. In other words, shtayim shein arba, even though the Torah is only talking about the asid, which is shvu a sheker, really it applies, if you have the principles, these gemaras flow very nicely. So too, it would apply to a shvu in the other as well. For Rabbi Akiva is of the gemara. So the gemara says, who then would be the Tana that Bryce Rabbi Akiva, the mechayiv, the shavar kalab, because according to Rabbi Yishmael, that you don't get oil of a yoreit for a shvu and the other. It's not true that sheker v'shav dover echadi le'in yin carbon. Either way, says the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Could you tell me that the definition of a shvu shav is a shvu de lo avar? Achalti v'lo yachalti. And the definition of a shvu shek is a shvu de lo asid. Oicha v'lo yoichal. The price says, he's a shvu shav. Nishba l'shana says, how you do? Shvu shav is when a person swears to be mishana something that people know. Okay. Shvu sheker. What's a shvu sheker? Nishba l'hachlif. If a person swears to change something. Now, lahachlif sounds like you're changing something that happened, meaning X happened, and you're swearing that Y happened. The Gemara says, no, eima nishba umachlif. It doesn't mean you're changing something that happened in the past, or you're lying falsely about something that happened in the past. Rather, you're swearing umachlif, and then you're not going to observe what you swore you would do. So it's not lehachlif as if it happened in the past tense, but rather it's umachlif as if it's happening in the present tense. Regardless, this concludes the first opinion in the Gemara, Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechanan, and that is that the definition of shvuas shav is a shvua in the avar. The definition of a shvua sheker is a shvua in the asid. Just one tidbit before we go weiter, and that is that in the course of the Shachta V'Tayr, the Gemara said, brought a braisa. The braisa said, Shav v'sheker echod he. The Gemara says, what does echod mean? The Gemara thought that it means that they're both in the other. The Gemara asked it as a kashan, Rav Dimiyam, Rav Yechanan, and then the Gemara suggested that maybe that's not what it means, but rather, maybe what it means is b'dibur echod nemru. Just like Zohar v'shama b'dibur echod nemru, maybe Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker b'dibur echad nemru as well, but the Gemara immediately dismissed it because the Gemara said that l'may nafkemina pishlay mazachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru is mechadish that noshim chayava is bekiddush hayom despite the fact that it's a mitzvah's esish as mangrob, but Shav Sheker b'dibur echad nemru l'may nafkemina. Truth is, if you look in the Yerushalmi, it's a perek Shvua Shtayim Basra. It's a little later in the perek. Yerushalmi brings this brisa: Shav v'sheker shneim b'dibur echad nemru. Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker were both said b'dibur echad. Ma she'ein oizen yecholel l'shmaya v'loy peh l'daber. And Yerushalmi continues, very interesting. Mechalaleo mois yumos chil Shabbos uviyoy ma Shabbos shnei kvasim. The mitzvah to bring the carbon tamid and the musafin on Shabbos, karbonos, which involved chil Shabbos, b'dibur echad nemru. They were also said b'dibur echad. What's the significance of that? The significance is that despite the fact, mechal leh mois yumos, but there's a hutra or a tchuya, there is a time where you could be mechal Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring karbonis, despite the fact that it involved lametes melachos. Loi silba shatnes, gedilim tasa lechosh, nei b'dibur echad nemru. Loi silba shatnes, but at the same time, there's a mitzvah tzitzis. This is the makar, taseh doicholoi saseh. Says the Yerushalmi, b'dibur echad nemru. Ervas ishes achicha, yivam yavay aleh b'dibur echad nemru. The iser ishes ach and the mitzvah of yibum. Every yibum involves iser ishes ach. That was also said b'dibur echad. Lo isisev nachla v'chol bas yereshes nachla. This is interesting. Shnei b'dibur echad nemru. Ma'achi efshel apel l'daber v'loy lo'izim l'shmaya v'cheinu oimer achas dibur alikim shtayim zu shamanu. Hafla v'fela. Either way, so this havamina, this sad in the Gemara that maybe the taich of sheker v'shav dover echad means b'dibur echad is actually something that's brought down l'maisa. It's interesting because the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi Maseches Yevamos. This idea that ervas ishes achich and yevam yavay aleh b'dibur echad nemru. Could be, just based on the Gemara that we just learned, it's really Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, at least as it relates to the first part of it. Shav v'sheker b'dibur echad nemru, the income of Kamila Karach. Either way, Zok the Gemara weiter. Ki asa rav, and Rabbi Yirmiya, Omer, Rabba Vo, Omer, Rabbi Yechanan. So Ravin, we know, was another Amayra that lived in Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael also to learn with Rabbi Yechanan, and he too came back and he brought a lot of halachas from Rabbi Yechanan. And very often what Ravin reported back for Rabbi Yechanan and what Rav Dimi reported back for Rabbi Yechanan were at odds with each other, and this is a classic example of it. So Ravin came back and he said, I didn't hear this from Rabbi Yechanan, but I heard from Rabbi Yirmiya, who heard from Rabbi Avoh, The names are going to be important. Who heard from Rabbi Yochanan that achalti v'loy achalti sheker. If a person swears that I ate or a person swears I didn't eat, it turns out that he swore falsely, that's a shvua sheker. Vazartiya, and if you want to warn somebody, give somebody hasra for Malkus, you'd have to tell him the pasuk v'loy sishavu b'shmila sheker. Oichal v'loy oichal, if it's a shvua in the asid, oivre b'loy achal devari. V'ezi shvua shav. What then is the definition of a shvua shav? Nishba l'shanes esayidu l'adam. That's if a person swears to be mishana something that everybody knows. Rashi's example is, so something that's very, very obvious that everybody understands is false. That's the definition of shvua shav. In other words, Ravin reported back the way most people thought it before they learned this Gemara. And that is, a shvua sheker and a shvua shav are both shvuas of the avar. What's the difference? Shvua sheker is when it's a regular false shvua, like a person swears I ate where he really didn't eat, or I didn't eat when he really did eat. Shvua shav is a very unique type of shvua sheker de la avar. It's a shvua sheker de la avar where you're being mishanes hayadua. You're not just swearing falsely about something that could be is true or could be isn't true. You're swearing falsely about something that everybody knows is false. And that's shav. It's mzist. It's frivolous. It's pointless. You're really accomplishing nothing with the shvua because everybody knows it's silly. And you're using the name Hashem in vain. That's pashut, that a shvua shav is only if you use the shem Hashem. And that is the definition. That is the definition of a shvua shav. But the point is, as it relates to our Gemara, they're both shvuos in the avar. They're both shvuos in the avar. So Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, shvua shav is in the avar, shvua sheker is in the asid. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi, who said in the name of Rabbi Avot, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that shvuos, shav, and sheker are both in the avar. The chiluk is, shav is where you mishanes hayadua la'adam, sheker is where it's not yadua la'adam. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, hod Rabbi Avot, this, that Ravin had heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had heard from Rabbi Avoh, who had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's being attributed to Rabbi Avoh. Who heard it from Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Avoh did. Lab beferish itmar. Avoh never heard it before from Rabbi Yochanan. Ela michlala itmar. It was something that he deduced from something that Rabbi Yochanan said. Amr Rabbi Barabin, Amr Rabbi Amr, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Bishop Rabbi Yosef Aglilis. Again, this traces itself back to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that he heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who heard from Rabbi Yosef Aglilis. A lot of names. Kol Loisa Seisha B'Torah. Every Loisa in the Torah. Lab Sheish B'Maisa Loik Enol. If it's a Lab Sheish B'Maisa, you get Mamas. V'Sheim B'Maisa, if there's no Maisa, ain't Loik Enol. Chutz. Mi Nishba, Umeymar, Umekalas Chavera B'Shem. If a person swears falsely, or Tmura, Mekalas Chaver B'Shem, the halacha is that even though these are lav shein by ma'isa, still you're going to get malchus. So to our nishma minolan, how do you know that for a shvua sheker you get malchus? Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishra Rashbi. Amar Kra the pasuk says leisisa shem Hashem alakach lashav ki lo yinake Hashem. In the parasha shvua shav, and we learn from there, bezdin shal ma'ila emenaka noisai. It's only kilo yinake Hashem. Abu bezdin shal mata malka noisai. Umenaka noisai. Bezdin shal mata has a way of removing the chet. Bezdin shal ma'ila, we don't deal with it. We leave it up to bet. That's kilo yinaka Hashem. Usually you think kilo yinaka Hashem, that even Hashem is not going to be menaka. Here there's a tzad kulo, kilo yinaka Hashem. A bezin, a person can get malchus, and through malchus, he can be pure. How do you know the way to read it is kilo yinaka Hashem? So he said, iksiv kilo yinaka. Had it just said kilo yinaka kedamit. Hashem, iksiv kilo yinaka Hashem. Hashem, who deyne menaka, av a bezin shal mata, malchinoise, umenaka noise. It's only Hashem. Again, kilo yinaka Hashem, av a bezin shal mata, malchinoise, umenaka noise. Ashkechon shvushav, shvushak minolan, says the Gemara, that's some car. To shvua shav. How do you know shvua sheker? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that every lav she'en by ma'isa in like an olaf, with the exception of nishba umeimar umekala. And now Rabbi Yochanan was explaining this that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he said as follows: nishba minola. In terms of shvua shav, he said I heard from Shem Ba'yichai that it says kilo yinaka Hashem, Hashem hu de'in menaka. What about shvua sheker? Again, this is all Rabbi Yochanan talking. So Rabbi Yochanan did Yomar. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I didn't hear this from Shem Bar Yochai, but I'm going to go on my own, And I'm going to tell you what I think the pshat is. It says lashav, lashav shtei pamim. In the parsha of Shvuah Shav, it says lashav twice. Lo yisisa Hashem Hashem alokecha lashav once. Ki lo yinaka Hashem is hasheyisa eshmoi lashav twice. So it says it two times. Emeinu inu lashvuah shav. Tenei inu lashvuah shakir. The extra lashav teaches me that not only is there malchus for Shvuah Shav, but there's malchus for Shvuah Shakir as well. V'havi barabavol. So Rabavol heard Rabbi Yechonon say this. You got it? What did Rabbi Yechonon say? Rabbi Yechonon said that I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who said over from Yosi Aglili, that even though Lav She'im B'Maisa in Loike and all of this, three notable exceptions. Nishba, Meimar, Umekal. We need Nishba. If a person swears, the halacha is, even though it's Lav She'im B'Maisa, still he's going to get malchus. Rabbi Yechonon said, let me explain it. Nishba means two things. It means Shvuah Shav, and it means Shvuah Sheker. Both of those shvuos that are bad shvuos, you're gonna get malchus, despite the fact that it's a lav shein b'mais. Shvuah shav, how do I know that? Kilo yinaka Hashem, Hashem udeid manaka, avu bezin shalmata, malkinois and manakinois. How do I know that? I heard it from Shimon bar Yochai. What about shvuah sheker? He said dosav chishgad from Shimon bar Yochai. But Rabbi Yechonon didayom, I'm gonna tell you what I think the pshat is. It says lashav twice in the parash of shvuah shav, and we just said shvuah shav, even though it's a lav shein b'mais, is still loikin olav. Im eino inyan the second lashav the shvuah shav. So Rabbi Vo hears Rabbi Yechonon say this, and Rabbi Vo said, Rabbi Yechonon, what Shvuah Sheker are we talking about? Again, where Rabbi Yechonon said, Shvuah Sheker is Malkus, and we learned it from the actual Lashon. What's the definition? What was Rabbi Yechonon's definition of Shvuah Sheker? Did he mean Shvuah Sheker? Did he mean where a person swore, future tense, I'm not going to eat, and then he ate? You do get, it's possible you get malchus. It's a lav sheish b'mais. Maybe it's talking about a person swore that he's going to eat and he didn't eat. There it's a lav sheim b'mais. And that's the shvuah sheker of lav sheim b'mais that Rabbi Yochanan is being machadish that is going to be malchus. But it's not true. You don't get malchus in that case. Because we had this in the first parak. If a person swears he's going to eat this kikar and he doesn't eat it, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said there's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no malchus because it's a lav sheim b'mais. You swore you're going to do something and you didn't do it. Not doing something is a lav sheim b'mais. Reish Lakish shama ini loikim shem davi asra sofik v'asra sofik loishma asra. So we had this in the first parak. We had it in the third parak of Masechtas Makkos. We've had this gemara a few times. But what's the bottom line over here? The bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We need Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a person swears he's going to do something and he doesn't do it, he doesn't get malchus. So that can't be the extra lashav that's marbish for shekel malchus that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. So Rabbi Avoh said, process of elimination, there's only one shvuah sheker that Rabbi Yochanan could be referring to. He must be talking about where a person swore about something that happened in the past tense. He swore falsely. That's shvuah sheker. It's not shvuah shav. And I need the extra lashav to tell me that you're going to get malchus. Zok de gemara gevaldik. So Rabbi Avoh said, I know Rabbi Yochanan's definition of shvuah sheker. Rav Dibi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I heard shir from Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Shvuah shav is a shvuah delaver. Shvuah sheker is a shvuah delaser. So achalti v'lo achalti, that's in the avar, that's shvuah shav. Al isha hi isha, or isha sheish, that's in the avar, that's shvuah shav. Oichav v'lo yoichav, that's shvuah sheker. Rav said, no, I know Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a shvuah in the avar is a shvuah sheker. What then is the difference between a shvuah shav and a shvuah sheker? Shvuah shav is when you meshanes that you do a la'adam. Shvuah sheker is when people don't know. Achalti v'lo achalti, being that I have no idea if you ate or didn't eat. How am I supposed to know? So that would be a shvuah sheker. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that you get malchus for shvuah sheker, just like you get malchus from shvuah shav. And what was Rabbi Yochanan's case where he was mechadish malchus for shvuah sheker in addition to shvuah shav? The only thing he could have meant was a shvuah in the avar where it was a chalti v'lo yachalti. Why? Shvuah de la'asid, he zicha wasn't referring to. Because shvuah shaloi oichal v'ochal, that's a lav sheish b'maisa. You don't need any ribuyim to tell me you get malchus. Shvuah shaloichal v'loi ochal, I know Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish tamid shavai. One said because it's a lav sheish b'maisa, one said because it's asra savi, but at the end of the day you don't get malchus for it. Elamai must be referring to a chalti v'loi ochal. Now if a chalti v'loi ochal is shvuah shav, then why do I need a special limud? Lashav, in Eino English, shvuah shav, tenei, in English, shvuah sheker, to tell me that there's malchus. It's anyways a shvuah shav. Elamai, it's not a shvuah shav, it's a shvuah sheker. It's learned out from the Savi, Shri B'Shmeker. Says,
the Gemara. Ravin said, I heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who heard from Rabbi Avo, who heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Said Rabbi Papa, it's true. This was all attributed to Rabbi Avo, who's the one who heard it from him, but he never really heard it from Rabbi Yechanan. He never heard it. It was Lab Betherish Itmar, Gvaldik Ela Michlala Itmar. He was Mechir it from a memra that Rabbi Yechanan said, but it's not something that he ever heard Mefurish. By the way, the Gemara comes out, essentially, in the same. V'shvua shav, there's Malchus. How do you know that? Yehuda, Mishum B'yesi Aglili, Rabbi Yechira, Mishum Rajbi, Kilo Yenaka, Hashem, Hashem Udeinu Menaka. If a person swears, Sha'oichal, V'loy Ochal, there's no Malchus, because Lav She'in by Maisa. If a person swears, Sheker, Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti, there is Malchus. Why Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti is there Malchus? Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pomim. Freak the Gemara. Why is the extra Lashav Marba, a Shvu of Lav She'en by Maisa, of Achalti, Veloy Achalti, any more than it's Marba, a Shvu of Lav She'en by Maisa, of Ocha, Veloy Ocha? Got it? There's four possibilities. Two are obvious, two we're not sure about. The one that we know for sure is Shvu Ashav, even though it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, still you get Malkis, Kalei Nakasha. Shumbay Chay already said that. Of shvua shaloi oichal va'achal, it's pashut you get malchus because that's a lav she'esh by mice. Shvua shaachal v'loy achal, or a shvua shaachalti v'loy achalti, are both lav she'esh by mice. In one you get malchus, and one you don't get malchus. Shaachalti v'loy achalti, you get malchus. She'oichal v'loy achal, you don't get malchus. Why shaachalti v'loy achalti do you get malchus? Because lashav lashav shtei pami mainly inyan lashvua shav tnei inyan lashvushak. Why oichal v'loy achal don't you get malchus? Rabbi Yechon very shlokish. Rabbi Yechon said because the lav she'en b'mais very shlokish said because it's asra asafik. Freit the Gemara, Maishna, why is it that we say that the lashav lashav is marba ochalti v'loy ochalti? Maybe it should be marba oichal v'loy ochal. Maishna, or marava b'feresh ribs atayra shvua sheke doyma l'shav. Ma shav l'shav rav sheke nama l'shav. If you have a ribuy in the parish of shvua shav, it makes sense to be marba shvua similar to shvua shav. Ochalti v'loy ochalti is similar to shvua shav. Because every shvua shav is going to be a shvua l'shavar. So it makes sense to be marba shvua, which is a lav she'en by maisa in the avar, as opposed to Oichel, v'loy ochel, which is also lav shein b'maisa, but it's in the osid. We're not going to be marba in the osid. Eisvei Rabbi Yirmi l'Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Avo essentially heard from Rabbi Yechanan that there's going to be malchus on a shvua sheker of ovar. Ochalti, v'loy ochalti is shvua sheker. That's as it relates to the definitions. But from the halacha standpoint, the significance was that there's going to be malchus for a shvua sheker of ochalti v'loy ochalti. And despite the fact that it's lav she'en by maisa, lashov, lashov, shtei palmim, just like there's malchus for shvua shav, even though it's lav she'en by maisa, the extra lashov teaches me, there's also malchus for a shvua sheker that's similar to shvua shav, shvua de lo avar, ochalti v'loy ochalti, there's going to be a malchus. Feit the Gemara, shvua shaloy echal kikr zu. If a person swears that I'm not going to eat this kikr, and then he swears it again, shvua shaloy echleno, and then he swears it a third time, it's all the same thing. Shvua shaloy echleno, v'ochle, and he eats it, eini chayv ala achas. You only chayv one. Even though you swore three times, you only chayv one. There's a very lovely Rashi right here, second to last Rashi on the Amid, but we're not going to have time to get to it today. Says the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah later in the Perek, zui shvua bitu shachayav. This is an example of a shvuas bitoy, where if a person is over the mazid with hasra, he gets malchus, and if he does it b'shoigig, meets the tenayim, he's going to have to bring a carbon oil v'yoy. Now zuhi l'mutei ma, it's coming to be ma'iz. Zuhi is a lashon mute. So what's it coming to be ma'iz? Lav l'mutei achalti v'loy achalti d'loy laki. Isn't it coming to be ma'iz where the shvuah wasn't shaloy echlen in the future tense, but rather it was a chalti in the past tense, to tell me here it's different? What's different about it? That there's not going to be malchus. So what do you see? A shvuah sheker in the avar, there's no malchus. The Gemara says, loy, l'ma'ute yachalti, b'loy yachalti mikarbin. Maybe what it means is that in the past tense, not there's no malchus, maybe there is malchus. Rabbi Yechanan just said, lashav, lashav, shtei pomim, it made it in the shvuah shav, tenei in the shvuah sheker, that dum you the shvuah shav, there will be malchus. But rather, it's coming to be mind, there's no carbon, dal shigigos, or carbon oil of a yoyred, aval chalti, b'lay chalti, loy, it's only in the future tense where there's a carbon. If it's in the past tense, there's no carbon, and whose sheet is that? Rabbi Shmoli, da amar, eini chayv, ala ala asa davlai. The only chayv carbon oil of a yoyred for the asa davlai, aval milka laki, but of course malchus is going to be in a safe. The Gemara says, take a look at the safe of that Mishnah. Zu ish tvu ashav, shechayav an azdein amakis, va'al shigigasa potter. The safe of the Mishnah is discussing shvua shav.
And Shvuah Shav, the Mishnah's example is Nishba L'shanes Esayidua L'adam Amar Al Amud Shal Evan Shehu Salzav. Right, you Mishana something that's Yodua. And the Mishnah there says this is an example of Shvuah Shav. Again, you have this lashon zuhi. My love, the muti achalti v'lo achalti. The loyloki isn't it coming to be memayit achalti v'lo achalti that there's no malchus. This is an example of malchus, but achalti v'lo achalti. Not. So the Gemara says no. Loy zuhi dal shigigasa potemi carbon. This is an example of where there's no carbon. There's no carbon for shvua shav b'shoygig. Avol achalti v'lo achalti shvua sheker b'shoygig. Al shigigasa chayiv carbon. You're going to be chayiv carbon. So it's only here that there's no carbon. Meaning, we're saying that shvua shav, there's malchus and no carbon. But only shvua shav, as opposed to achalti v'lo achalti. That's what the Gemara thinks. Achalti v'lo achalti doesn't have this halacha. What aspect of it doesn't it have? So the Gemara thinks, maybe there's no malchus. Akashim Rabbi Yechon, no. What it means is, by shvua sheker, there is a chayiv carbon. So zuhi, where there's no carbon, as opposed to shvua sheker, where there is a carbon. Rabbi Akiva has gone according to Rabbi Akiva, the mechayiv l'shaver kalaba. Afraid the Gemara, I'm in reish Rabbi Shmuel. Reish Rabbi Shmuel, the safe Rabbi Akiva. How could the reish be Rabbi Shmuel and the safe be Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, you're right. Kulu Rabbi Akiva. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Vereisha lav l'mu'utei achalti v'lo achalti mikarbon. When the reish says that if a person makes a shvua in the osit, he says it three times. You chayiv once, but what are you chayiv? Malchus and carbon. And we said zui lemuute. What's it coming to be mamayit? So we thought first that maybe it's coming to be mamayit a shvua she'a chalti v'shaloya chalti to tell me that there's no malchus, and that would be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara suggested, but the Gemara said no. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's right. Then the Gemara suggested, okay, maybe it's coming to be mamayit she'a chalti v'shaloya chalti mikarbon. But you can't say that. That can only work if there's a way to make the Mishnah alibid Rabbi Shmuel. But the Seifa over there is Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, all the first Mishnayos in the Masechta is also Rabbi Akiva. Shvu Shtayim Shein Bas is Rabbi Akiva. Shtayim Shein Arba is Rabbi Akiva. So how could you tell me then that it's Rabbi Shmuel? So what then is it coming to be? Mayit el amutei oichol v'loy ochal mi malchus avol karbin mechad. V'reish elav l'mutei echalti v'loy echalti mekarbin el amutei oichol v'loy ochal v'mi malchus avol karbin mechad. It's coming to be mayit from malchus, but it's not coming to be mayit from karbin. Meaning, shaloy oichlena v'ochal malchus and carbon. Lemutei mai, it's coming to mai, it's something. Not ochalti v'lo ochalti, but lemu'utei, if a person swears in the osid that he'll eat, and he doesn't eat, in that case, there will be a carbon ayla v'yoyrit, that's lahara ayla hetiv, but there won't be malchus, because that's the lav she'em by maisa, that's not similar to shvua shav, where you don't have a ribuy, where Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not going to get malchus. Umayishna, how do you know, or how did Rabbi Yochanan know, that the zuhi is coming to be mayit, she'oicha v'loy ochal, maybe it's coming to be mayit, ochalti v'loy ochalti, and maybe bring a raya from there, that ochalti v'loy ochalti, there really is no malchus, not like his own shita. Umayishna, mistabri, says the Gemara, koi b'la'ba, mimayit la'ba, koi b'la'ba, mimayit l'sha'avar, she'loy ochlena, the Mishnah's case is a shvua of osid, and osid and avar are significant when you learn shvuas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's only an oil of yair in osid, there's no oil of yair in avar. So it's significant. We're talking about a shvu in the osid, it makes sense. If there's a mute, it's a mute in a shvu of osid. So a shvu in the osid of lo yechlena v'ochal, malchus, zuhi lamute, oichlena v'lo yechal, there's no malchus. Why? Because one is a lav she'yesh by mice and one is a lav she'yesh by mice. But we're not coming to you mayit when we talk about a shvua shaloy oichal, a shvua shalchalti. Those are two completely different types of shvuas. And that type of shvua is not a shvua that will come to you mayit. Just one more gemara, and we'll speak out a little bit of raid. So the Mishnah said, shvua shaloy oichal v'ochal kol shu chayit. The Mishnah had said that if a person swears that he's not going to eat, and he eats, so he's over a shvua. How much does he have to eat in order for him to be over a shvua? Rabbi Akiva said, even if you eat a kol shu, Amru Leid Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, where do you find anywhere that you should be chayiv for eating a kolshu? Kolshu? Don't you always have to eat a kezayis in order to be chayiv? Chatzis shir is awesome in HaTorah. But chiyuvim? For chiyuvim, you need to eat a shir. Where do you find? So Rabbi Akiva told, this is different. What are you talking about? We're not, this is not macholos asuros. Over here, you chayiv for lo yachal devara. You chayiv for what you said, not so much for what you ate. The bottom line is, this is not macholos asuras, and it's for that reason that halacha Rabbi Akiva told him is this is not a tzusha. Says the Gemara Yibayilu, Rabbi Akiva b'chala tevra kulik Rav Shimon Tzvir Leid Mechayiv B'mashu. The Gemara wants to understand Rashidas Rabbi Akiva a little bit better. Where Rabbi Akiva says that Yechayiv, if a person swears he's not going to eat and he eats even a kol shu, is he chayiv? Is it because he holds like Rav Shimon, who holds in kol haTorah kula, Yechayev for all machalos asuris, even for a kosher. We had shittas Reb Shimon in Masechtas Makos in Perek Elohein Aloikin. So ordinarily, you're not chayev malchus unless you eat a gezayis. Reb Shimon holds even for a kosher. A mashu, you eat yechayev. So basav acholov or nevela or treifa, it doesn't matter what the machalos asuris is. If you eat a mashu, you chayev. Is that pshat Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva holds you eat a gezayis, pachas mi gezayis nevela, you get malchus. So if you eat pachas mikazayis, when you swore that you're not going to eat, you should also get malchus. Is that the yisoid of Rabbi Akiva? And where do you find this from Shimon? The Tanya? Shimon, I'm a kosher l'malchus. For the Amr kazayis is alien carbon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the whole kazayis is alien carbon. It has nothing to do with malchus. Ubedinu says the Gemara. Now, if that's true, that Pshan of Rabbi Akiva is because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, he holds that there's never a shir kazayis. The truth is, the boy of Flugi Bahama. He should have argued. Really, in all cases, this Rabbi Akiva shouldn't just be talked away in the beginning of Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra. This should be throughout Shas. The reason it's here is like the Achak Eichad Rabban, a special Chiddush in the Rabban. Even though this is hard to say that maybe Shvuah is different, the Rashi explains it. You could have argued that Shvuah is different. Why is Shvuah different? Shvuah is different because if a person would specifically say, he would explicitly state, I swear I'm not going to eat even a kosher. It's possible the shvuah would be chal on kosher. So you see, there's a concept of a shvuah being chal isra chila on less than a kazayis. So hoyo that you find that if you were mefarish it, you would be chayev. So maybe it's as far to say that even if you're not mefarish it, you should be chayev. Kamash malon that no, that even by shvuah stam shvuah shloyachlano still means kazayis. But really, as it relates to Rabbi Akiva holds that you're always chayav pachas migazayis. Even by nevelos treifas, you're always chayav pachas migazayis. So why is it mentioned here? Loid yachak koyched rabbanon. That even over here the rabbanon hold this year is. I don't know, but I'm a rabbanon tefillah. Maybe the rabbanon, maybe the Rabbi Akiva holds like the rabbanon. Call it teiru kula. He doesn't like Rabbi Shimon. He holds, of course, launchin the shear is always going to be a kazayis. V'hal chayenu taima. Why then does Rabbi Akiva hold when it comes to shvuah pachas migazayis? This is for hoyul mefarish chayav. Snam nami chayav. So the Gemara says Tashma. Isn't the Mishnah raya? Domer Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, Heichem Atzina Ba'ichel, Kosher Shul Chayiv. Ve'im Yisa, now if Rabbi Akiva holds that a Kosher really is always Chayiv, Le'im Alua, Nabachal HaTeru Kulik, Reb Shimon Tzvi, really, what are you talking about? What did the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, you Chayiv, for Shvua, Shalo Yechlenev, Achalana, Pachas Migazayis, where do you find that you should be Chayiv on Pachas Migazayis? And Rabbi Akiva says some ambiguous response. We should have said Pasha. What are you talking about? Nah, absolutely. I hold it Rav Shimon. I hold you always Chayav Pachas Migazayis. So isn't the fact Rabbi Akiva didn't say that a raya that he doesn't hold that? The Gemara says it's not a raya. The Vrei and the Rabbanon Kama Luhu. Maybe what he meant to say was he meant to just tell the Rabban. The Kasha Feint Nishnot. Because Bechala Teiru Kula Rav Shimon. I always hold the Rav Shimon. But even according to you, that you have an issue with Shitas Rav Shimon. But Oidili Mio, I think that even you should agree over here. Hayul mafarish chayev, stam cham chayev, amli rabbanon. And what did rabbanon say? One word, loy. No, we disagree. The bottom line is, this is just the beginning. We'll finish this Gemara, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Stating that, no, you're not going anywhere. No, I'm kidding. Stating that, so we had a very geshmak Gemara tucked away here in early in the beginning of the daf on the chaf amid beis, the Gemara had said zochar v'shamar b'dibur echa nemru mashe'ein ha'peh yochol l'dabar u'mashe'ein ha'oysin yochol l'shmoyah. That pi my mirar Sinai Klal Yisrael heard zochar siyem ha'shabas l'katshoy as it says it in Parashas Yisrael, and they heard shomar siyem ha'shabas l'katshoy as it says it in Parashas Vayeshana, and really they heard them both b'dibur echad, and it was miraculous because ordinarily a person can't utter two words at the same time. A person can hear two words at the same time, but stating that, Klal Yisrael heard Zachar v'Shamar, it was B'dibur Echa Nemru, they heard it, all that, L'may Nafkimina, said the Gemara, Amr Rav Adbar Ahava, Nafkimina is, Noshim Chayavos, B'Kiddush Hayem Dvar Torah, and women are going to be Chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why? Because being that Zachar v'Shamar, B'dibur Echa Nemru, we have a hekish now between Zachar and Shamar. Shamar is the Loisah Seiz of Shabbos, Zachar is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayem. And just like women are obligated in the lois sases of Shabbos, because women are chayiv in all lois sases, so too they're chayiv to make kiddush. What's the kiddush? I would have thought that it's a mitzvah sases as man geroma, nashma potter from tkiyah shayfer, the potter from sitting in a sukkah. So I would have thought that maybe they should be potter from this mitzvah as well. Kamashma lon, zocha mishomer, kol sheyeshne b'shmira, yeshnoi b'shira. There's a perek in Shas called perek b'me behema. It's the fifth perek in Masechta Shabbos, and it discusses things that an animal is allowed to walk outside with on Shabbos, and things that an animal is not allowed to walk outside with Shabbos. Now, a person can't just walk out on Shabbos, holding, carrying, whatever he wants to, because one of the Lamatas Malachas, the 39th Malacha, is the Malacha Veitzah, Yitzias HaShab, Shtayet Sheinarba. So there's a Malacha Veitzah, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But the Chiddush HaPerek B'Meh Behemah is that an animal is also not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Now, why is an animal not allowed to carry on Shabbos? Because there's a halacha called Shvisas Behemah. That just like you yourself are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, there's a halacha of Shvisas Behemah as well. The Rishonim Tosfos, the first Tosfos, in Perek Bameh Behemah, Shabbos Tachnun Aleph Amabe says, what's the makar of the Shvisas Behemah? It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yudbeis. The pasuk says, Sheishes Yomim Tasa Masecha, Uvayoyim HaShvi Tishbois, L'man Yonuach Sharcha V'chamayrecha V'yinofish Ben Amoscha V'ager. L'man Yonuach Sharcha. Your shor and your chamar has to rest. Now the Torah is not talking to the shor and the chamar. It's the chashor and chamar. So who's the Torah? The Torah is talking to you. And the Torah is telling the person, you have to make sure that your shor and your chamar rests on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah esed, the uraisa, called Shvisas Behem. Now there's also a lav de mechamer that we're familiar with. But lav de mechamer is something very specific, where the Torah says that a person is not allowed to be mechamer achar behem to be Shabbos. So if your animal is working, it's plowing on Shabbos, you can't walk behind it. But that's the malacha of that the animal's doing in the field, where you're walking behind it. Over there, there's a loisase known as the lav de mechamer. It's unique because it's an example of a loisase of Shabbos where there's no chorus, there's no smisas bezin, there's no chatas. All it is a loisase. But shvisas behema goes way beyond the scope of lav de mechamer. Your animal's not allowed to do malacha, just like you're not allowed to do malacha. That's why the Mishnah says b'me behema yoytza, b'me eina yoytza. He's not allowed to walk out with certain things because it's carrying. That's nothing to do with mechamer. It's because of this mitzvah saseiv l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamerech. Kiveger Mishnayis on this Mishnah, first Mishnah Perik b'me behema clears the shaila. Are women chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema, or are they not chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema? Zok Rav Kiveger, what's my suffix? At first glance, you would argue, it's a mitzvah asei shazman gerum. All it is a mitzvah asei. L'man yonuach sharcha v'chamirech. So being that all it is a mitzvah asei shazman gerum and asham apater. But says Rav Kiveger, there's a gemara in Shvuah Shtayim Basra. Mesech the Shvuah Stav Chalfa Medeish. Zocha v'shama v'dibur echa nemru. And we learn from there that nosham chayov is mitzvah asei dvar ter. That even though Kiddush is a mitzvah asei, Shazman Gerom is still women achayev because iskash shmira l'schira. Says Rav Kiveger, how far are we supposed to take this hekish? Was this hekish only said with regards to the mitzvahs I say that's learned from the pasuk of Zachar Sefer Shabbos Akatshay? Or maybe this hekish is really all encompassing and includes all the mitzvahs I say of Shabbos? So any mitzvahs I say that you're going to find related to Shabbos, women are going to be chayiv. Oy bazoy, l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamirecha, being that it's a Shabbos thing of mitzvahs I say, it's included in the hekish of Zachar v'shamar, and women will be chayiv despite the fact that it's a zman gerom. In other words, this hekish of iskish is it only regard to the mitzvah that Rav Adar Rahava said in the Furish, Kiddush Hayoin, and the Svaris, because that is the mitzvah that's learned from the Pasuk, Zachar, same as Abba Zakatri, or maybe it's an all-inclusive Hekish, and it includes all mitzvahs haseis related to Shabbos. Zok Rav Kiveh Eger, l'may nafgemina, the nafgemina would be where the women are chayiv and shvisas behem. The emes is, it's a Furish Hashayim, the Rishayim. Perek Kol Kisvei, the Ram, the sugis of Sholosh Sudos. A person has to eat Sholosh Sudos. There's a man number that says four Sudos. In that sugi, the Ram brings from Rabbeinu Tam. Because of Rabbeinu Tam, the Noshim Chayoves Begimel Sudos. A woman has an obligation to eat three Sudos on Shabbos. The Chay Nami of Tzoy Al Shteki Karas. So too, said Rabbeinu Tam, a woman has a Chiyuv when she eats her Suda to have Lacha Mishnah. Why? Sha'af Hein Hoyu Benes Haman. Because why do we eat three Sudos? It's Zeichel Haman. Why do we eat Lacha Mishnah? It's Eichel Amar. It says within the time, women are chayiv. Because being that Afin Hoyi Ba'isanes, they also benefited from the man. Now the truth is, this is a very important Rebbeinu Tam when you learn the sugis of Afin Hoyi Ba'isanes. Because we know Tosfos says in different places in Shas that Afin Hoyi Ba'isanes doesn't just mean that women were included in the Nes. But it means, the only time you say it is when the Iker Nes happened al Yidei women. So for example, by Dalek Koises, B'schus Noshim Tzidkonis, Nigla Avisena B'mitzrayim. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, it was Esther. Even by Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, women achayiv, Sha'afin Hoyi Ba'isanes, it's because the Mishabur brings the story where Yehudis played a role in the Nes of Chanukah. So the point is Afin Hoy Baisanes maybe is only said where the women played. Rabbeinu Tam clearly didn't hold that way. Because the women played more of a role in the Nes of the Mon than the men did. But either way, says Rabbeinu Tam, tam. Women are chayiv in sholish suda. It's the chayiv in lechem mishnah. Shafin hoy ba'isanes says the Ran. They ain't tzorich. You don't need this. She bechol ma'aser Shabbos ish v'isha shavim. Because men and women are really the same when it comes to Shabbos. Kidi alfinon zocher v'shomer eshe yeshne b'shmir yeshne b'schira ubechlau ze habikol chiyuve Shabbos. Zokdran, you don't need afin ba'isanes. It's pasha women are chayiv because even though I understand where you're coming from, Rabbeinu Tam, why you would want to pat to them because it's a mitzvah. But you have the hekish. Is geschira l'shmira? I mean, the women are chayiv and shmira. The chayiv. What's the shaila? What was the machlekes? Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kivega Sofik. Whether we say the hekish is only regarding kiddush ayoyim because zocher siyem b'shabbos the kacha is the makor to kiddush. So it's regarding the mitzvah that's learned after that pasuk that we have that. But other mitzvahs say related to Shabbos not. Well, maybe no. Kol chiyuv eShabbos says the Ran. Either way, Rabbi Kivega Sofik at first glance would seem to be a machlekes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. Truth is, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, after his Moisach HaShabbos, discusses this as well. And the Minchas Chinuch says that I found a raya mifureshes, a raya to mifureshes to one side in Rav Kivega Shaira. And listen to a diak of the Minchas Chinuch. We all know this Gemara. The Mishnah says in Shabbos Nafnun Dal Lamed Beis, it's also in Perek Bameh Behema. So the Mishnah is going through things that are animals not allowed to walk outside with on Shabbos, and one of the things is v'loy b'retzua sheben karnel. Paro is not allowed to have. There was a retzua that it would wear a strap that went between its horns. Animals not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It's considered carrying shvisas behema. Says the Mishnah parosle shrabalaz ben Azar yehoisa yoitzes b'retzua sheben karnel shloy b'tzayin chacham. Rabalaz ben Azar had a paro, and his paro went outside with this retzua sheben karnel. Freak the Gemara. The Lashon Parosesh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had one para. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he had his measly little para. Freik the Gemara, v'chad the para, havila. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have only one para, v'amarav. V'amrilo, amarav, Yehuda, amarav. Treisa alfei egli havi meiser. Just the federal income tax that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's what Rabbi Chanan says. The federal income tax Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to pay was 12,000 agolim. That's how wealthy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. Tracer Alfi Egli Havi Ma'as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Me'edri Kol Shasa V'Shasa. And you're telling me Parosoi Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as if all he had was one Paro Zok the Gemara Tana. You're right. Loi Shaloi Hoisa. You want to know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got Asach Paros. We never use such a Lashon of Paros. Elo Shal Shchentei Hoisa. Really, it belonged to his neighbor. Umitoich Shaloi Michaba. Being that his neighbor's animal went out with this. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saw it happen on Shabbos. And he was in Moicha. Nikras Al Shema. It's considered as if he himself did it. And the Gemara goes off on a tangent here. And the Gemara talks about how you see from there that a person has to be moicha. And if you see someone doing an aveira and you don't protest, it's as if you did it. And there's two blot Gemara of Agadata. And you get into the sugyas of David and Shleima Kolaimer. Bnei Ruven Chatein Elatay Kolaim. And David Chatein Elatay had it to Perik Mebehem. That's what those Gemaras are. It's Shabbos Nun Hei, Shabbos Nun Vav. And you wonder, how in the world did it get into Masech the Shabbos? This is the answer. Because we mentioned a Dvar Agada regarding a parah that went out carrying something, violating Shvisa's behemoth in a way that it wasn't allowed to, and the Gemara does what it does. Classic digression, festa got to talk the way in the Sechtel Shabbos. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, I want you to read the Gemara very carefully. Zok the Gemara again. Tana, loy shaloi hoysa, ela shal shchentoi hoysa, umitoich shaloi micha ba, nikras al shamoi. Was this neighbor a man or a woman? Says the Minchas Chinuch, shal shchentoi hoysa, umitoich shaloi micha ba. He wasn't meichin her. What's Shloi Michaba? Says the Mechaz Chinuch, it sounds like it was a woman. And the Mechaz Chinuch says, the emes I found in Yerushalmi, and he says, Ve'enei tachas yodi ka'es. He says, I don't have it next to me right now. Ki ha'para ho'isa shalisha. And I looked up to Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi even gives a name to this woman. It was a woman that owned this animal. And there was a tiny Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, why weren't you meich? Freak the Mechaz Chinuch. What was the iser? The animal was carrying on Shabbos. What's the iser to carry on Shabbos? Shvisas behema. L'chayritz ha'mitzvasashas mangaroma. So what was the problem? The teretz is women achayiv and Shvisas behema. Why would they be chayim and shvisas be'ema? Must be because of the hekesh. It's a mafurish raya. One side of kivega shaila that women are chayiv in shvisas be'ema. Why? Because kol sheyeshne b'shmira yeshne b'schira. We'll just speak of one final la'ara, and that is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, and that is that we know there's a mitzvah saseh to rest on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah saseh to rest on Yontif. Meaning, in addition to the Karis and the Mrs. Bezdin and the Chatas, there's also mitzvah saseh. The 85th mitzvah in the Minyan Taryag, mitzvah Pehei, is mitzvah Shvisa B'Shabbos. Lishpois mimalok Pretty straightforward. And then by the Yom Tovim and Parshas Emor, the Chinuch lists a whole bunch of mitzvahs related to mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin is mitzvah Shvisa b'yom Rishon Shal Pesach. Shin Yud Ches is mitzvah Shvisa mimelocha b'yom Rishon Shal Chag HaSukkos. Mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph is mitzvah Shvisa mimelocha b'yom Shmini Shal Sukkos. The Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph says a Chiddush Gadol, but it's also a Yesod Gadol. It's a very important Yesod. Listen to this. V'nayheges b'chol makim u'b'chol zman b'scharben v'nkeves. So the Chinuch is talking about the mitzvahs asei deiraisa to rest from malacha on yontif. Specifically, mitzvah shvisa mi malacha b'yom shmini shal sukkos. This is where he says. So he says the mitzvah to rest on yontif is neheges b'chol makim u'b'chol zman b'schar u'v'in akevis. So the chinuch v'af al pisha shvisa as horegel mi mitzvah says mangaromo. Even though resting on yontif is really a mitzvah asei shes mangaromo. So if it's a mitzvah asei shes mangaromo, why do women have this mitzvah? Af al pike mikiv an shabasiyas ha-malacha yesh b'gam kein isr lav. Being that this Shvisa involves a lav as well. Hanoshim chayov ispa. Min haklal shebiyodeinu, hishva kosev isha leisha lechol oinshin shebeter. Says the chinuch hagevaldik yusoid. Resting on Shabbos, or on Yontif, resting on Yontif involves an asay and a lois asay. The asay is a mitzvah asay shes mangaroma. The lois asay is not mangaroma, because even a lois asay shes mangaroma, women are chayv. Women are chayv on all lois asay shebeter. Being that women are chayiv in the lois asay, that side of the coin, they're chayiv in the asay as well. They come together. You can't have one without the other. So even though there's a svarah to say that a woman shouldn't be chayiv to rest on yontif, why? Because it's a zman geroma. Still, women are going to be chayiv. Min haklal shebiyodeinu. This is a klal, says the chinuch, that I have, and that is that any time there's an asay and a lois asay that come together, if you're obligated in the lois asay, which a woman will always be obligated in, you can be obligated in the asay, even though there's a svara to say maybe you should be parted from the asay, because the mitzvah asay shaz mangaram. Azoizok the chinuch. So women have the mitzvah asay to rest on yon. In mitzvah pehei, when the chinuch brought mitzvah shvisa b'shabbos, lishpois mi malacha b'yom shabbos, the chinuch does not say that women are chayiv in shvisa b'shabbos. And l'chura, freitim echas chinuch, what should be the difference? If women are chayiv in shvisa b'yontif, min haklalu shebiyodeinu. Because being that there's a lois asay and an asay, whenever you chayv in the lois asay, you also chayv in the asay. Then l'chura, when it comes to Shabbos, you have the same svar. Shabbos, of course, there's many lois asays that say you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. So they should be chayv in the asay. So why did the chinuch only say it on Yontif and he didn't say it on Shabbos? He says it in Mechas Chinuch and he says it in a few places. V'hatvarim atikin. He says, I'm going to tell you the reason. You know why the chinuch didn't say it? Because it doesn't matter. Whether a woman is chayiv in the asay of Shabbos has no relevance. Whether she's chayiv in the asay of Yontif, touching ain't more relevance. He says, why? He says, Gevaldik. He says, you know, what's the nafkamina if a woman has an asay of Yontif? The nafkamina is, can a person do a mitzvah asay on Yontif that's going to involve being doichi Yontif? There's many cases of this in Shas. Mila shaloi bezmanoi. Is it doichi Yontif or is it not doichi Yontif? Rav Ashi says it's not doichi Yontif. You know why? Because Mila is an asay. Yontif is a lois asay v'asay. Dein asay, doichi lois asay v'asay. The halacha is, there's a mitzvah asay to burn kachin that's tamei. Are you allowed to burn kachin that's tamei on Yontif? So the Gemara says, Sreifas kachin tamei is an asay. It's a Gemara in Perek with Memadliken. But Yontif is an asay and a lois asay, vein asay, doich a lois of asay. There's many examples of it. Zok tech mint chaschinuch, echaps a major nafkamino, whether a woman has the mitzvah asay of Shabbos. What's the nafkamino? Could a woman do an asay on Yontif that's going to involve being doich a Yontif? If she has the asay, she can't, because then it's ein asay, doich a lois of asay, like Rav Ashi says throughout Shas. But if all she has is the lois asay, she doesn't have the asay. Why wouldn't she have the asay? Because it's a mitzvah asay shes mangaroma. So for her, it's a regular asay dechalais asay. If it's a regular asay dechalais asay, it could be doich. So Zokhtim Mechaz Chinuch, it was very important for the Chinuch to say that on Yontif, a woman has the asay. Because the chapsach nafkimina la'alocha. What's the nafkimina la'alocha? There's no tchia. Because ein asay dechalais asay v'asay. But on Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Because on Shabbos, even if a woman doesn't have the asay, there's still no tchia. Because Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh by chorus. The ein asay dechalais asay sheyesh by chorus. So Marav Shachta is going to be no tchia. So being that this mother shof no chiyuv, who cares if she has the assay or not? There's no relevance. There's no relevance. The chinuch didn't get involved. He didn't say yeah. He didn't say no. He didn't get involved in it because it makes no difference. The only time the chinuch felt that he had to speak it out was where it's a chab tzach anaf kimin al halacha. Where's a chab anaf kimin al halacha in yontif? Why? Because oh, if there's no assay, then you could say assay doich alois assay. If there is an assay, it's in assay doich alois assay v'assay. You can't say. But as it relates to Shabbos, there's no nafkemino because Shabbos is always going to be a lois assay sheyesh bekar. So last night I was speaking out this raid with my son Shlomo Zalman, and he asked me a gevaldik kasha. He said, "Lav de mechamer teichiach, lav de mechamer." That's an example of Shabbos, which is not a lav sheyesh bekaris. All it is a lois assay. L'chayru, you have the assay of Shabbos, like mitzvah lishmeis b'Shabbos by lav de mechamer, just like you have by a regular. And a chabsa nafkemino, would you say assay doich alois assay on Shabbos by lav de mechamer? Women have lav de mechamer, it's a regular alois assay. So does she have the assay or does she not have the assay? And then he showed me a beautiful maramakim. He showed me in the sugis of Tchiyah, we know that Allah is, if your father tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. If he tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. The Gemara says it's true, even if he tells you to be mechamer. Why not? Says the Gemara. When it says Ish imay v'aviv tiro v'ashab soisak tishmoru means any permutation of Chil Shabbos. You never listen to your father. Freik the Gemara azak kasha. Freik the Gemara, why do we learn from there that asay is not doich alois asay? It's a Gemara's kasha, yivamis davova menal. Why don't we say that just like the Torah says, if your father tells you to be mechamer, the halacha is, you don't listen to your father. I keep it of aim as an asay. And mechamer is alois asay. So why do we say asay deich alois asay? Must be asay is not deich alois asay. So the Gemara asks a kasha, learn from here that asay is not deich alois asay. Freik the ritva. What do you mean? Mechamer is alois asay? Mechamer is alois asay v'asay. Because you have the asay of Shabbos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Bring a raya from the fact that you don't listen to your father if he tells you to be mechamer, that asay is not deich alois asay. Because keep it all the aim is an asay, and mechamer is alois asay. What do you mean mechamer is not alois asay? Mechamer is alois asay v'asay. Because you have the asay of Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman tiny gevaldik. Wait, this raid, it could be a chapsa chanaf yamina. A woman who maybe won't have an asay. Because of the svara that it's a mitzvah's esesh as mangaroma, which essentially is one sign of Reb Kivega Shaila, whether or not women have the mitzvah's essays of Shabbos that are not related to Kiddush. So on the side that a woman doesn't have the assay, it comes out the lav de mechamer is a regular lois assay. If the lav de mechamer is a regular lois, maybe that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was ish imay vav of tiro is talking about a woman just like it's talking about a man. Because just like a man has a mitzvah of yira for his father, a woman also has a mitzvah of yira for her father. Ish, fima, they're all hukish zelazah. Of course a woman has a mitzvah. And still the Torah says a father or a mother tells their daughter, go be mechamer, the halach is, you don't listen. She only has a lois assay. She doesn't have the assay. Why doesn't she have the assay? Because of the mitzvah Shabbos. And either way, v'advar matikin mamash. Really, we should be meirich, but we're going to stop here.